Hi, everyone, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
My name's Jen, and on today's show, we're going to say, wow, I didn't see that coming. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning in again to New Every Day. We are opening up the book of Acts again, and we're looking at chapter 9, the story of Saul.
Yes, and what's interesting about this story is literally there are so many instances where it's like, wow, I didn't see that coming. Like, we have to actually transport ourselves back into just after Christ's crucifixion. The Holy Spirit has come at Pentecost. Peter and John have been proclaiming the gospel. And there's so many instances in this, in the chapter 7, chapter 8, chapter 9, where it's just like, wow, I didn't see that coming. And so for believers during this time, it literally was a little bit of a roller coaster, right? There were some amazing highs, and then there were some deep valleys. Mm. And they just go, wow, because when we looked at the story of Stephen, because of what had transpired, like, it totally scattered everyone, which right. actually led to the gospel being taken in so many places, but that was a low life. And so we pick it up here in chapter 9, and we were realizing, like, in so many times, there's just like, wow, I didn't see that mm-hmm. coming. And so I'm going to be reading from the NIV, and so I'll just start in verse 1. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything. In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." "Lord," Ananias answered, "I have heard many reports about this man and all of the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem, and he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained strength.
Hmm. So much in there. Even as we were reading, I find it interesting that Paul is on the way to persecute believers, which he was zealous about. Like, he yes. really believed that he was doing the right thing. And you know what? That kind of understanding that Paul was blind before he was blinded.
Yes.
He didn't have an understanding of what he was going to do, right? And he talks about that later in his letters to the other churches. You know, I was the worst of sinners, but he didn't realize it. God hadn't opened his eyes. And that kind of, it can kind of, as Christians, give us an understanding or make us sympathetic to our own persecutors. And, you know, other cultures who historically have persecuted Christians. But God has used that for amazing things. But it kind of, it's easier, not easier. That's the wrong word. It is better to see them as blind than as malicious.
Right. Because it's, you know, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing."
They don't know what they're
doing. Stephen said the same thing. Forgive them.
Yes.
They don't know what they're doing.
Yes.
And what's so interesting is that Saul, or Paul, did not know. Like, when you say he was blind, he didn't know he was blind. Like, you know, believers can look at non-believers and go, they just don't know. They just don't know what they're missing. But they genuinely don't even realize that they're missing out on anything.
Yeah.
Because if they knew they were missing out on something, then they would come to you and say, "Tell me, what is it that you have? Because I'm missing it in my life."
Yes.
That does not happen very often.
No.
At all. And so the sad thing about blindness is that he didn't realize that he was blind. And I think that's one of the reasons why Jesus asks in one of the healings in the Gospels, and he says, the blind man says, you know, "Heal me." And he says, "But do you want to see? Like, do you want me to heal you?" And you sort of go, "Well, like, of course I do."
Yeah.
But, like, I'll tell you a wee bit of a story.
Okay, I'm ready.
A wee bit of a story. So, one of our partners is Audible, and that's online Audible Books. And I downloaded Stephen Curtis Chapman's autobiography called Between Heaven and the Real World. And in it, he talks about Dietrich Bonhoeffer's The Cost of Discipleship.
Yes.
And I have been purposefully avoiding that book since I heard about it about 15 years ago.
Why? It's a heavy read.
It's a heavy read, but it's challenging. And I know it's going to challenge my spirit. So part of me says, I would rather be blind than know the truth. Because if I know the truth, I'm going to have to act on the truth. And so
there's accountability.
There's accountability. And so I think some people, like, and I think that's what makes Paul so interesting, because when he was healed, he realized the truth and he acted on it.
Yes.
And so in that very first part, you know, what is so wow about it is that, number one, he thought he was totally in the right.
Yes.
He was totally in the right, and he was coming, like, he realized that this was a new group of believers rising up who could potentially be a threat against the Jewish religion, but he was zealous for the Lord.
Yes.
So he wasn't necessarily zealous for...
like his own gain.
His own gain.
Yeah.
Or that they would remain a nation for nation's sake. I think he was honestly zealous for the Lord. And this is where this group was rising up. And he was like, wait a second. They're claiming that someone else is God. And that's idolatry. That's breaking one of the commandments. And that's wrong. And we are to persecute them. And like that. So he, in his mind, because he had been trained as a devout Pharisee. Like, he had all the best teachers. It's like he would have gone to all the best schools.
Yeah.
Like,
he was an Ivy League Pharisee.
Yes. And so here he is. He is actually doing the right thing.
In his own mind.
The right thing in his own mind. So as we go to commercial break, I want you to think about that. Have you ever done something that you were convinced was right, and then you found out it was wrong? So think about that. We'll be right back after this.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned in to New Every Day. We just want to say thank you to our partners. And if you go to our website, neweveryday.tv, go to our partners page, and you can scroll through a long list of partners who have helped make this show possible. And we're so grateful. Like we say every time, Jen, we just really benefit yeah. from doing this. And I learned so much even just having conversation with you, which is why the show started. Robbie Ferguson of Category 5 said, why don't you just turn a camera on to your conversations that you're having anyways? And I have just so benefited over these years.
So often we just go, wow, that was really good.
Yeah.
And there's sometimes where we'll be sitting around having a conversation where we're like,
should have turned the camera on.
Should have turned the camera yeah. on. So.
But anyways, while the camera is on, you posed a question to us before we went to a commercial break.
Yes. Asking, has there anybody ever been a time where you were so convinced something was right and then you found out, no, it wasn't? And I know for me personally, it usually comes in the form of a person.
Okay.
So I have convinced myself in my head that that person is totally wrong or misguided or snotty or
yes.
prideful, whatever.
Yes. Okay.
And then I get to know them and I'm like, oh, I was so wrong. And
honest.
And then there was a time when I actually received a gift and I thought I knew what it was for sure, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
And so I didn't even open the gift because I was convinced I knew what it was.
Which sounds so weird because when a gift is for opening.
I know.
So they gave it to you and you're just like, thanks?
Yeah.
Put it in your pocket?
Like, I can't even remember how that happened. I might have just shown up in my room, right? So I'm like, oh, I know who it's from. And anyways, there were some German, Swiss friends. And so obviously from Switzerland.
Chocolate.
You get chocolate.
Obvi.
And
or cheese.
And so a couple days later, I was like, oh, I would really like some chocolate. So I opened it up and it was a little Swiss cow. Like a little wooden cow that's one of their like national like symbols.
Oh.
And I was like,
no chocolate.
And I was like, but I love cows. And I'm yeah. like, I totally might have missed the boat because I thought.
You didn't open the gift. You prejudged.
Yes. Prejudged. So have you ever had a time where you thought, totally, this is it. And then you're like, whoa, like so off.
Oh, yeah. Like, and it's interesting that you kind of said it has to do with you judging people. And in this case, I was at work and I had to use a piece of equipment that I was semi-familiar with, but there was another nurse there who was very familiar with it and she was trying to help me, but I was convinced that the way I knew how to do it was best for the patient. It was gonna work the best. So I did it my way and it totally didn't work. Like it was a special kind of dressing machine and it totally didn't work. It blocked, it stopped working, and I had to say, I'm sorry. Like, I was prideful, and I thought I knew the best way, but I was convinced in my mind. But it's interesting that Saul, was so convinced in his mind
yeah.
that this was the way that he needed to stop this insurrectionist,
yes.
if you will.
Yes.
And I was just thinking, I heard a talk. It was actually by Todd White, and he was talking about how when we receive persecution from other people or bad comments or we see things happening in the world towards Christians that are negative or, you know, people are angry towards us, that is the sound of blindness. That's what blindness looks like. And you made reference to the story in Luke 18, verse 35, and it's Jesus who's approached by a blind beggar. I'm going to read this story to you and then sum it up. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. When he heard the noise of a crowd going past, he asked what was happening. They told him that Jesus, the Nazarene, was going by. So he began shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." "Be quiet," the people in front yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped and ordered that that man be brought to him. As the man came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," he said, "I want to see." And Jesus said, "All right, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus, praising God, and all who saw it praised God too. And he said, when you hear people say, "You're an idiot," "You blah, blah, blah," or chirping you, or being aggressive, that's the sound of them saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." They can't see it. And that should compel us towards love and mercy towards them that Jesus had.
Yeah.
And I was just so moved by that.
And that's, yeah. When you think of that whole idea of spiritual blindness and just that people don't see it. And yet that's the call for us to be merciful towards them.
Yes.
To pray for them and just say, "Lord, would you open their eyes?" It says, "Enlighten the eyes of my heart," right?
Yes. But a blind person doesn't know where they're going. So they can crash about and run into things. And
Yeah. And what's interesting is Saul thought he knew for sure how to go about getting rid of these. Because he even, and this is what I love about Saul, he is a rule follower. He wanted to do everything just right. That's why part of me is just like, yeah.
Because you get that. That's kind of like your
MO. I know. Because it says that he went to the high priest and asked for letters to the synagogues in Damascus so that if he found anyone who belonged there to the way, whether men... So
he even got permission.
He even got permission from the high priest to say, yes, we recognize what he is doing and what he is doing is right. So we give him your support.
Yes. Yes.
So even the high priests were blind and they, people in authority,
can
which is very important, people in authority can be blind and they make decisions that are not right. And so, as you said, that's our call to say, "Dear Lord Jesus, be with that person."
Yes.
Be with our politicians who are making choices for us that we have to live with, but they're blinded because they're making rules. They're passing laws not based on a love for God, but on a love for self.
Yeah.
And here, you know, Saul is trying his best to live for God, and yet he's missing Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh,
yeah,
buddy.
And I kind of see that in like my Muslim friends who are so devout and like they are following all the rules that they 100% believe are true.
Mm-hmm.
And that it causes me to love them, right? Like they are doing and trying their best, but they don't know.
Right.
Right? And so, yeah, it just kind of gave me insight into that.
And so as we close up here, and you're like, but you're not even into the story yet. And we know. Don't worry. We're coming back to it. I want you to think about where you might be spiritually blind in your own life, or if you know of someone who might be spiritually blind. Because like I said, I don't want to read the Dietrich Bonhoeffer book because I know it's going to like touch some of those spots in my heart, and I would prefer just not to know.
Maybe it's on Audible and you can just listen to it.
It probably is, but I actually on purpose bought the book.
Really?
Oh yes, so I can underline it and make notes so I can experience it for real.
That's dedicated, Jen.
I know.
Dedicated.
Because normally I just buy it on Audible and away I go.
Maybe we could do a book review.
Maybe. So we want to encourage you to ask the Spirit this week. Spirit of the living God, where might I be spiritually blind? Maybe you don't know who Jesus is and you need him to take off the blinders so that you can have a relationship with him. Maybe you are a follower of Christ and there's just some areas in your life where you've just shut the door on purpose maybe and thought, well, if I don't know, it won't matter.
Mm.
And so that's willful blindness, which is not a good thing either. So we're going to pray, and we're going to ask the Lord. So Heavenly Father, send your Holy Spirit. Reveal our spiritual blindness. Open the eyes of our heart. Help us to see you and to surrender all things to you so we can live in the way that you would have us to live. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And Lord, I'm just thinking of my own family members and some friends who are so angry and hostile towards others, Lord. And I just thank you, God, that that's not because that's who they are. It's because they're blind. And they were made to know and love you. And so I pray, God, for that you would open their eyes to the truth of Christ and your love for them. And I pray that also for the viewers and the people listening, even now, God, that you would spur them on to pray for the people that they know who are blind. And I thank you, God, for the grace that you've shown us that we can understand the mercy of Jesus and that we can know you and experience you and have eternal life. And so we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we are going to continue this story next week, same time, same place. We hope that you'll tune in. Have a great week.
See you later.
And
jazz.
Thank you.